Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning our dairy heifer supply and the future of dairy expansion. I know most of you are enjoying some improved milk prices compared to what we were experiencing about 6 months ago. We've also seen a lowering of feed prices as we've moved into 2024. In the past, when we've seen lowering of feed prices and improved milk prices, we generally see an expansion of the dairy herd because we have improved margins. However, there's a key ingredient that may be missing, and that's excess replacement heifers. This will slow the growth of expansion, and the increase in dairy heifer value that we've seen in the last few months will continue to slow that expansion even more. Now, why do we need to be concerned about this at this time? Well, as we look to the future, USDA has announced the opening of the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. So as you start to consider whether or not you're going to sign up for the program, I think it's important that you consider what might be happening with our dairy herd in 2024. Predictions are that our cow herd is going to grow slow. Raw milk supplies will continue to be tight as we move through 2024. And as a result of that, it may be that the margin situation in 2024 actually looks quite a bit different than it did in 2023. This is Mike Brook with Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to consider where we might be heading with the size of our dairy herd as we move through 2024.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.